The Sufi said, put a little straw in his barley. Good gracious, cut short this speech, he replied. The Sufi said, sweep his place of stones and dung, and if it is wet, sprinkle dry earth on it. Good gracious, cried he, implore God's grace, O Father, and say little to a messenger who knows his business. The Sufi said, take the comb and curry the ass's back. Good gracious, do have some shame, O Father, said he. The servant said this and briskly girded up his loins. I go, said he. First I will fetch the straw and barley. Off he went and never thought of the stable at all. He gave that Sufi the sleep of the hare. The servant went off to some rascals and made a mockery of the Sufi's admonition. The Sufi was fatigued by his journey and stretched his limbs. With his eyes closed, he was dreaming that his ass was left in the clutch of a wolf, was tearing pieces from its back and thighs. Good gracious, he exclaimed, what sort of melancholy is this? Oh, where is that kindly servant? Again he would see his ass going along the road and falling now into a well and now into a ditch. He was dreaming various unpleasant dreams. He was reciting the Fatiha and the Qari'a. He said, what can be done to help? My friends have hurried out. They have departed and made all the doors fast. Again he would say, oh, I wonder, that wretched servant, did not he partake of bread and salt with us? I showed him nothing but courtesy and mildness. Why should he, on the contrary, show hatred towards me?
Okay. What is this up to here? You see, he didn't cut it short. He went to all the detail that Sufi could talk about his donkey. All the cares that he knows that the donkey needs. And all of this were. He saw all of this in a dream. Remember the dream? Second paragraph, book one. Rumi said, oh, there is this reality and there is a dream. Then there is imagination. Then non-existence. This is nonsense. But what's happening here? Okay, first of all, Sufi is facing Khadem. Khadem means servant, the one who is giving you the service. The guy who is giving the service believes that he knows it all. Why? Because this is his job. And as we see, he doesn't do his job good. But he's full of error. Look around you, you will see a lot of people. Each they have a specialty. And in their specialty, they are not good. But always they jump out and say, this is my specialty. I do it always. Ah, the thing that you do always is no good. I reminded you, habit, case by case. Each moment is special. No. The servant believes that, yeah. And he repeats something. That's the trick. He repeats la hawla. Means la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah billah al-aliyyil azim. Means there is no power really but the power of God. Or there is no center of attention, an axle for the universe, but the axle of God. And this is a very lovely poetic language. But if That will stop me from doing anything. And just send a letter to God that do this. Does it work that way? Means, of course we believe that the only power is His. But you have to try your best because He wants you to, and He put it, the potentiality in you, and you could work. So excuses of His Majesty will do it doesn't work for us. Because if you say that, means you don't want to do your duties. Remember, we started with one thing, responsibility. Human is responsible, or should be, or supposed to be. Here, the Khadam is not responsible. However, Sufi, do not judge the Sufi. Here, Sufi is one Sufi to laugh, because he's silly. You will see the end of the story is that the day after, he wants to ride the donkey. What the Khatam will do? The professional stuff is the trick. He will trick a little bit, hinting the donkey to make it nervous. Then, yes, it is good. So he will cheat. Then the guy will ride and the donkey cannot walk. And everybody thinks that maybe the donkey is sick. This is the story, so forget the form of the story. The real meaning is a guy who goes around the horizons looking for the truth should tame his animal himself, should attend to his animal himself. Because in the dream, he will be told. You remember, the guy is a good guy, therefore in dream they showed him that this will happen to you. Remember in the dream, first one, he said everything is based on imagination. Remember, this is what it is. Here, the argument goes to a point that the guy will think that maybe this Khadem was this, maybe was that, then listen to the rest, yes?
Every enmity must rest on some cause. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, our common humanity would dictate faithfulness. And he would say again, when had Adam, the kind and generous, done an injury to Iblis? What was done by man to snake and scorpion that they should wish death and pain upon him? To rend is the instinct of the wolf. Mm-hmm. After all, this envy is conspicuous in mankind.
Listen carefully. Don't forget that he was talking about the human being and the animal and the logic and the heart and all that, right? Here is that there are conflicts. There are confrontations. But they are there because there is a cause. Confrontation doesn't happen just like this. There is a cause. But do not look for the cause, because cause doesn't need to be an actual happening outside. Look at the Iblis, the Satan. He didn't like Adam. Why? There was nothing wrong with Adam. The guy was jealous. Means the problem could be deep down there. So he's thinking of, no, I shouldn't look for the cause. Because the guy could be bad. The guy could be silly. We haven't done any bad stuff to serpent and snake. But they hear us. Let's talk about the wolf. Wolf is the image of wildness, wilderness. So it should be wild. Yes?
Again, he would say, it is wrong thus to think evil. Why have I such thoughts against my brother? Then he would say, prudence consists in your thinking evil. How shall he that thinks no evil remain unheard? The Sufi was in anxiety, and the ass was in such a plight that may it befall our enemies.
Ah, This is the point. That when you're narrating this story, you pay attention to Sufi, you pay attention to Khodem, the servant, and maybe the fellow travelers, but you don't think about the ass, the donkey, right? Okay. This is like a Sufi who will try for enlightenment and he doesn't take care of his physical existence. Then what? This is silly. We didn't say do not think. We didn't say do not use intelligence. We said intelligence has a place, right? One of the places is this, attending to your donkey, attending to your vehicle, because this is the vehicle and it has some needs. Do not exaggerate from attending it 100%, go to 0%. There is an equilibrium, you should find that one. Therefore,
that poor ass was amidst earth and stones, mm-hmm. and with his saddle crooked and his halter torn, mm-hmm. killed by the journey, without fodder all the night long, now at the last gasp and now perishing. Mm-hmm. All night the ass was repeating, O God, give up the barley, less than one handful of straw. With mute eloquence he was saying, O sheikhs, some pity, for I am consumed because of this raw, impudent rogue. Mm-hmm. With that ass, what that ass suffered of pain and torment, the land bird suffers in a flood of water. Then, that night till dawn, the wretched ass, from exceeding hunger, rolled on his side. Day rose. The servant came at morn and quickly looked for the saddle and laid it on the ass's back. After the fashion of ass dealers, he gave him two or three blows. He did to the ass what is befitting from such a cur. The sharpness of the sting set the ass jumping. Where is the tongue that he may describe his own state?
Okay. Now he will stop this and we go to another paragraph, but look at it carefully. There is no need for this. You could have gone on, but no, stop it here. Let's see what was this long paragraph about. Do you remember this paragraph started with what? Peter, don't cheat.
A caution that we weren't paying attention.
It started, yes, that you are not listening. You are not paying attention, therefore, I don't know how to say it. This was the beginning of this paragraph. And you see, it arrived to narrate all the details. The sickness of the donkey, next paragraph. But in this paragraph, he did what? He talked about what the Sufi really means to us. And this Sufi is not someone who lets go of this, who will be careless. If he is careless, he will pay for that, because Sufi is supposed to be attentive, always. Remember that light we said will come up? You open your eyes, then your eyes are open for the rest of your life. You pay attention to feeling, then you feel your entire life. Once you learn about the music, then you listen to music. Then, explain everything with what? With the illusion of being a professional. With the illusion that, yes, I have done that. Wherever you talk about, with the people you talk about being good, and they always bring some pages that, yes, I was good here, I was good there. These are nonsenses. Because when we say be good, we don't say be good momentarily. It doesn't work that way. It's impossible.